And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Anna Quinlan, born Philadelphia in 1953. She wrote for the New York Times, was so successful there. A lot of people thought she was on the track to be deputy editor, but then she quit the paper in 1995 because she really wanted to write fiction and also raise her children. So she quit the paper to become a full-time writer. Her most recent novel, Every Last One, came out a few months ago, made the Times bestseller list. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer J.F. Powers, James Farrell Powers, born Jacksonville, Illinois, 1917, Protestant town. His family was Catholic. He went to a Catholic school. He was a great basketball player, worked odd jobs to support his family during the Great Depression. He was unemployed, living in Chicago when World War II started, but he refused the draft, and so he was sent to federal prison in Sandstone, Minnesota. He was paroled to work as an orderly in a hospital in St. Paul and wrote fiction at night. And in 1947, he published a book of short stories, Prince of Darkness. Continued to write satirically, most of his stories about priests in small towns in Minnesota. His novel, Mort Durbin, came out in 1962, won the National Book Award. And it was on this day in 1819, John Keats wrote a letter to his beloved Fanny Brawn. He wrote, "My sweet girl, your letter gave me more delight than anything in the world but yourself could do. Indeed, I am almost astonished that any absent one should have that luxurious power over my senses which I feel. Even when I am not thinking of you, I receive your influence and a tenderer nature stealing upon me. All my thoughts, my unhappiest days and nights, have, I find, not at all cured me of my love of beauty, but made it so intense that I am miserable that you are not with me, or rather breathe in that dull sort of patience that cannot be called life." John Keats and Fanny Brawn had met a year before in the autumn. He was in love with another woman, Isabella Jones, at the time, but by late spring he'd become devoted to Fanny Brawn. The two of them became secretly engaged, never married. John Keats died of tuberculosis a year and a half later at the age of 25. Fanny Brawn lived for another 45 years, and his now famous love letters to her were only published more than half a century after he wrote them. They came out in 1878. Here's a poem for today by Reed Whittemore, entitled The Elm City. The hard, yellow, reversible wicker seats sit in my mind's warm eye, varnished row on row in the old yellow childhood trolley at the end of the line at Cliff Street, where the conductor swings the big wooden knob on the tall control box, clangs the dishpan bell, and we wander off to tiptoe on stones and look up at bones in cases in the cold old stone and bone of the Peabody Museum, where the dinosaur and the mastodon stare us down, and the Eskimos and the Indians stare us down in New Haven, the Elm City. I left that town long ago for war and folly. Phylogeny rolled to a stop at the old Peabody. I still hear the dishpan bell of the yellow trolley. The Elm City by Reed Whittemore from The Feel of Rock, published by Dryad Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.